get to our guest. The new edition of Ducks Illustrated has been released with a picture of Jalen Jelks about to bring down a ball carrier from Washington State. He does many things for the publication. We welcome in Jerry Thompson. JT, how are you?
Hey, doing great. The sun's shining down here in sunny California.
Oh, you're down there.
On the way to Stanford, yeah.
You're there already.
Sacramento area, yeah.
Because I've been reading, because of those devastating wildfires that have just annihilated wine country, could you see, feel, smell, sense the smoke? I mean, what's the read down there? Jeez.
No, nothing, believe it or not. It's clear skies, and it's pretty warm, actually. I'm almost sweating.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Not from the smoke, not from that. No, I haven't seen anything.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Right.
Let's talk about Jalen Jelks. I would say a month ago, he was a guy with potential. I guess you could pull out all the cliches: upside, athleticism, needed more seasoning, experience. And it seems all of a sudden, the last three games or so, he's just become a terror and one of the best defenders in the Pac-12. You watch him. What about this kid?
Well, first of all, who's hot and cool. So he's a hot player and he's a cool guy. But Jalen Jelks has helped the Ducks lead the nation, as I read today, and sacks. He's the sack leader for the Ducks. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know he's the sack leader for the Ducks, but doing real well nationwide. Henry Mondo explains it best. He flips the switch on the field. He's a monster. So he's a mild-mannered guy off the field, but it seems like a lot of these football players have different personalities once they get on the field, and he's quick. It's his quickness. We saw what Washington State did to us with their defensive line and quickness, and Jalen Jelks is kind of doing it to everybody else.
Another one, you had a double-barreled senior spotlight with Tyrell Crosby, who, I don't know, logic would indicate if he was healthy and last season went better, he would already be in the National Football League. Lo and behold, with Royce Freeman, you know, the coaches, the incoming staff did a good job in re-recruiting him. So in your senior spotlight, you got a chance to cover him a little bit more. Man, it's nice having him back, huh?
Oh, yeah. And Tyrell came in with Royce. They're both four-year starters. And he wasn't expected to be a starter his first year, but was with Marcus Mariota to help the Ducks go to the national championship. Scouts are saying that he might be in a first-round draft pick, and his coach, Mario Cristobal, says Tyrell is about as good as any he's ever coached. That includes the Alabama guys. So that's about as good of a recommendation or evaluation that you could expect from players and coaches who have been with him. And he's a man of a few words, but again, the cliche flips the switch. When he gets on the field, he becomes very aggressive. Tony Brooks James, his teammate, called him a kind of childish and goofy off the field. But he sure isn't that way when he gets on the field. He's very much an adult.
Yeah, on Media Day, we got some one-on-one time with Tyree Robinson. First of all, I didn't realize, you know, it's not a new trend, but it's a more recent trend of having your corners and your safeties as opposed to 5'11", 6'. I mean, he's 6'3", going on 6'4", and he was another one who was highly recruited. He's a great athlete, and you know, they had to sit him for getting targeted, for targeting on a suspect call. But, you know, another guy, as this season moves along, if they're going to make progress and get to a bowl game, they're sure going to need their senior.
Yes, and he's, like Tyrell, had a lot of experience. He was a key part of the secondary as a reserve in the 2014 season, as I mentioned before, with Mariota and the rest of the crew. So he's seen a lot of football, had some big plays. It's nice to see a guy 6'3", you know, that big. And, of course, he can jump. He was a highly recruited basketball player. He could have went Division I in basketball. He kind of misses the game, but I think he had a little bit of an injury, and that kind of knocked him out of any potential of playing for Dana Altman. But Oh, he's great. It's nice the Ducks have some height back there and experience. Oh. Because the rest of the guys are, you know, pretty young with Thomas Graham and Nick Pickett and
Gibson.
And Mattel McGraw hasn't played much. He's a junior. So Tyree Robinson is like Keith Hayward, his coach said. He's kind of the coach on the field. So that's why I kind of picked these two guys. They've had a lot of experience and they're big impact players.
And
the two ties.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Tyree.
It seems like you hit the link that listed them alphabetically by first name and just picked two guys who were next to each other.
Not quite. A little more thought goes into it than that, Steve.
Only kidding. So obviously we've learned that whether it was the Alamo Bowl or this past week, that what's behind the starting quarterback is kind of a mystery, like what's behind door number one or door number two. And for a program that I would say, starting with Tony Graziani winning at USC during the Rose Bowl run, you could list the names. The great history for some of these better Oregon teams has been, sure, if the starter gets hurt, it's not a disaster, and I'm accepting 2007. But for the most part, they've usually had a couple of guys who could step in and win a game or sustain through a half. But right now, all of a sudden, this seems like not so much a strength.
Well, you know, what we're hoping is, remember, you 83. You weren't watching in 83, were you?
No.
No, but true freshman Chris Millard came in after Mike Jorgensen got hurt, and we lost to UCLA at Autzen. He came in and threw at least one or two touchdown passes. Next week we go down to Stanford and beat Stanford down there. I like history kind of repeat itself in that respect. I don't know if Braxton Burmeister is going to start, but he's a true freshman and he can improve and throw a few touchdown passes. I think our defense can stay with, make it a game, and then our offense just has to produce. So, yeah, we've had some great backups. Jason Moss, A.J. Feely, Jason Fife and Kellen Clemens kind of split time, Brady Leaf, Justin Roper, Nate Costa, Brian Bennett. You know, that's what we thought we had with Travis Johnson and
Terry Wilson. Yeah.
But that went by the wayside. Never figure that one out. But, hopefully, the combination of Taylor Alley and Burmeister will get us enough points. Our defense is going to be playing a different team in Washington State, so it's going to be quite a struggle there in the trenches, though.
No question. And lastly, it seems that, the kind of bold, progressive offense where, if they got stopped on third and four and all of a sudden it was fourth and one or fourth and two, you hurry up to the line, don't give the defense a chance to get set or make substitutions. And whether it was Chip Kelly or during the better years under Coach Helf, they were kind of dominant on fourth down. Now it seems like, for some reason, even if it's third and one and then they go for it on fourth and one, I don't know if it's a nature of predictability, but they seem to be having problems on short yardage situations like I don't know that I've ever really seen in recent years.
Right. And you said predictability, that's one issue. And then I would like to see him just come up to the line and snap it quickly without just a set formation. This is what we're going to do. And before the defense can get set, no matter what Washington State does on defense, slanting at the last second or what, it doesn't matter. The other thing I'd like to see would be a little bit out of the box, a little different, like Clemson does once in a while. They get the quarterback behind center, brings the backs up closer to the line of scrimmage, lays less time for the defensive line and the linebacker to react to that short yardage. Right now when you've got a quarterback in the shotgun and the running back behind him, there's quite a bit of time left to react. The defense. I'd like to see some different formations, different the three-back offense maybe even that they threw in against Nebraska, which was pretty successful on two plays. That's, I think, where a lot of fans would like to see that in the short yardage. If I knew they were going to give Roy Freeman up the middle, I would never have gone for it on fourth and one. But I was for them going in for it on fourth and one. I just would have liked to have seen a different approach to it. And that's what I hope we get a little more innovative on offense, because the defense is sure doing their job, and so
No,
I agree with you, Steve, on that short yardage thing. There's some things I think we could do differently.
And, you know, still a new staff working with the guys they've never worked with. I just feel it's a perpetual work in progress that hopefully continues to take steps forward. But before I cut you loose, the new edition of Ducks Illustrated is out. And let folks know where they can pick up their copy.
Yeah, I want to throw in also the O-Duck on Dante Rosario if you want to see what Dante Rosario is doing now. He's out of the NFL. You pick up Ducks Illustrated for free of charge at your Bi-Marts, local Bi-Marts, and Dairy Marts, and the Duck Stores.
All right. Travel safe, JT. Appreciate the call, and I'll catch up down the road.
Yeah, the band's playing, sunshine.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.